Dave Moore on Today FM.
The brilliant Mr. Fred Cook has just walked in the door. We'll give him a round of applause.
Great to see you.
For being a great lad. Happy New Year, Fred.
Yeah, it's never too late for Happy New Year.
Never too late. No.
It's in August.
I haven't seen you. Yeah, if I haven't seen you, I'm saying Happy New Year.
That's it, yeah. Well, yeah.
How was the Christmas and everything? Like, you've got brilliant. The babas running around, you got in the house, Santa Claus is coming.
2 and 5. Santa was great. Santa came, and then her in-laws came as well with presents, so it was like a second Christmas.
And they stay longer than Santa, I've noticed, as well. Yeah, you know what I mean? And they demand food. All Santa wants is a couple of cookies and a glass of milk, but it doesn't work with the in-laws. So the kids are very excited, obviously. This is prime Christmas age. It's so exciting.
Absolutely, they're in the core of it. But already now, Joe, we did it that lovely moment of maybe a month before, 2 months before Christmas, of like, he's listening, he's watching. Do you know what I mean?
Of course, it's the insurance policy for good behaviour.
100%, yeah. So that's gone now. We're like,
I don't care. Santa's not coming for 11 months, Dad.
We're like, the Easter Bunny, he's in the company.
St. Bridget is listening. You'll have no bank holiday. She'll be angry with you. Amazing. Fred, you're always on tour. I love this about you. You're never not doing something. So the tour is called Clown to Earth.
Yeah.
You've Irish dates and you've added in a lot of UK dates. You're big, Mr. Big Style here, huh? I tell you what.
Well, when you've 2 kids under the age of 5, you're just delighted. You travel as far as you can. I'm trying to break Japan now, to tell you the truth.
Well, I wanted to ask you that because obviously people may or may not know, but Julie J, your good lady, she's obviously a comedian as well. You both do tours. How do you manage the scheduling of things when you both work in a situation where something could come up and they go, Fred, we need you to do a thing. And you go, well, I'm babysitting, lads.
That's it.
I'm not allowed to call it babysitting when it's your own kids. I'm looking after my own children, lads.
Yeah, well, do you know what our Bible is? It's Google Calendar.
Gotcha.
Put everything down. Do you know? Okay. So I'm the purple colour, she's the red.
And brilliant.
So when stuff comes up, I don't even know about. Do you know what I mean? Which is fine. Okay. You know, just put everything down and we talk through it. But I've often said it about if I marry someone, I don't want them to respect my comedy. I just want them to understand it. I'm gone beyond wanting to be liked by mates and stuff in comedy. Yeah. So it is, and it's funny you say that because I often say like Julie, like she's a comedian as well, and she's very successful as well.
Meaning I also am. I get it. Listen, you've done so much TV stuff as well. Obviously, you're Tommy for years.
10 years this year. Hard to believe, isn't it?
That show is 10 years old.
Because people are still talking. The concept still feels so new, but the show's 10 years old. Like,
that is incredible. And he's incredible. I love it. It's absolutely brilliant. But you were also on the season finale of The Two Johnnies.
Yeah,
The late night lock-in. That's some crack.
That was so funny. I got into a bit of trouble because I was just I think it's funny for me to make fun of people from RD because my neighbour in town. Do you know? So I was like, "How are you? How are you doing?" You know. So I went on The Two Johnnies, and basically it was just a joke. I just says, "This is a birthday party in Dundalk. Happy birthday, how are you?" Right.
So did the people of Louth rabble around you then?
Oh, no, well, I was gigging in Belfast, staying in Kells, and I stopped in Ardeen in Apple Green to get a coffee.
Yeah.
And the guy behind the counter was like, "You're disgrace." "You're disgrace," making fun of my accent. I was like, "Oh man, you couldn't write it. This is brilliant."
You're getting in more trouble now as well.
It's better and better.
Okay, so dates for Clown to Earth, you've got, it's all in through February and March. Obviously, fredcookcomedian.com if you want to get all the dates. But you've got the TF in Castlebar. What a venue. 20th
love
of Feb.
I was here with Alan Clark 2 years ago, and I just love Mayo. I love Hardy Bucks. And I love everything about Mayo, so I've gigged in every town in Mayo.
The
first week I gigged in Mayo, the first week I went full time, I did a show in Mayo, and there was 13 people in the audience, but there was a pregnant lady in the audience, which I was delighted. That meant there was 14 people in the audience.
Yeah, but did the unborn infant pay the fee? That's what I want to know.
I tell you this, but I went back last summer to the same venue, sold out, thankfully, 18, but the same lady was sitting in front of me with her now 18-year-old son sitting beside her. Swear to God.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, 18 years I've been full time as a comedian. Isn't that mad,
Fred,
isn't
what
it?
An achievement. Absolutely incredible.
I couldn't believe it.
He's up in the Derry
Nirvana t-shirt. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Millennium Forum in Derry the night after on the 21st. The Seamus Ennis Arts Centre in Knoll is a great spot.
I love that's where Julie and I met for the first time.
No way. Amazing.
I did a gig there once when I was starting off, and it was a meal deal. So it was a meal before my gig.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it. So I went on stage and I didn't know about the meal, but a lot of people at the gig, they didn't know about the comedy.
They came in for the bite to eat. Who's your man? Why is he disturbing my dessert? Yeah.
Like, and it was like, no one was in the wrong. Like, 5 minutes in, a guy just puts his hand up and goes, I just wanted a burger. What's happening here? Who are you?
Then Birmingham, Glasgow, Cardiff and Leeds are all on your UK. That's, like, the UK is such an amazing market to get into.
I love it. I'm so lucky. It's an agent over there, and I'm not signed with them, but they're big, you know, and it's a real joy because I love gigging. The more I can gig, like, you know, in ways, the happier I am.
Absolutely.
And so to gig in Birmingham and Leeds, the last time I gigged in Birmingham was a week after Ozzy Osbourne's passing.
Wow.
So, and I was actually walking around going, I wish Dave was here.
Yeah. I was on my summer family holiday, which had been booked a year in advance in New York and Mexico. I wasn't complaining.
Yeah.
But that gig in Birmingham that weekend, I would have been there, but they only announced it after I'd already booked and paid for everything, so I couldn't
it's
get there.
It's so sad to talk about. I can't watch a video. It's so sad.
It is so sad.
You know what I mean? He's a legend.
The godfather of heavy metal, that's for sure. Listen, Fred, you brought the guitar with you. I see it there. Do you ever get worried travelling about the guitar? Because you have to bring it with you.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
I love
it. It's not a cheap old kind of, it doesn't matter if it gets smashed guitar. That's a special thing in your hand.
Well, can I give advice for any singer-songwriters with guitars that you can, this is hilarious, well, I think it is, you can buy a seat for your guitar. Bring it onto the plane,
and strap it in beside you.
And then the lady asked me, where would you like to put your guitar? Would you like it beside the window? And I was like, well, it hasn't seen the you know, greenery in a long time. Let's put my guitar beside the window. He'd be delighted, you know.
He's never flown over Iceland before, so that's it.
Exactly. So
you take whichever.
But I do love it, and sometimes I think I need to get a second guitar. Like, I've been to China and the States with this guitar and Europe, but I love it.
I know.
You know,
there's something about if you find the right. In an instrument. There's something incredible
about
it.
Can I tell you my amazing moment?
Go on, please,
it happened to me 2 weeks ago. I went into some neck rec guitar shop.
Beautiful guitar shop, yeah.
And your man Owen goes, there's a picture of you in the wall. And I swear to God, picture / picture of Bon Jovi. And then Fred Meister kicked beside
You're
it.
You're kidding me.
I swear to God, I'm on the wall in some neck.
An achievement. You can retire now.
Yeah, how do comedians aren't allowed this? This is
that
amazing.
That is unbelievable, Fred. Dead proud of you. Right, Fred's going to stick around and play something on the guitar, I think, in a couple of minutes' time. Well, you're about to get the best song of all today. It's from Mr. Fred Cook, who's here with his beautiful guitar. He's going to sing us a tune now, Fred. What's going on? What are you thinking of? What's on your mind?
I wanted to write like a 10-second charity song, so here we go. Very quick.
10-second? Yeah.
Give money to the poor and let the poor be merry, but stay the feck away from DJ Kerry. You know, I get the idea, you know. I think it's to the point anyway.
Yeah,
there's a lesson in every song.
It conveys a lot of things there.
Yeah. But me and you know, we grew up with the madness of 90s songs. And
90s.
Some of them were quite dark and seedy.
Right.
Weren't they? Like, if you... Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
If you wanna be with me, there's a price you have to pay. No thanks. I'm not into prostitution.
That's
thanks very
not
much,
allowed
Christina.
At all. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
That is darker than I remember.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Do you remember Mambo number 5? Like, he was so promiscuous. It was unbelievable. Promiscuous. We should have used that song for educational purposes, you know. We should have, like, a little bit of Erica in my lap, a little bit of Tina by my side, a little bit of Reed is all I need. Then I'll get the test for an STD. You know, that could have changed the world, that line.
It would have educated us all.
The madness of love songs, you know. It's been 7 hours and 15 days. Well, you send him a text, you man. That's maybe 15 days in your room.
Fred Cook, I listen to you all day long. It's so brilliant.
Look, I'm very lucky, you know, like with the guitar as well, you mentioned, which I love. You know, I used to go busking, and the main thing, and you know this as well, we talked about this before. Shannon, if you ever want to go busking, listen in here now. If you're busking on Grafton Street, this is the rule number one when busking, and someone puts money into your guitar case, you know, you have to thank them straight away.
Yes.
Like, no matter where you're at in the song, you have to thank them.
Give us
always
an example
notice
of that.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's an example of thanking someone straight away in a song unexpectedly. We're shaking. Thanks very much, dear. Cheers. Thank you. I really appreciate that money. Thank you.
Fred Cook.
It's so hard to get momentum.
You're so right. It has to be done. Go see Fred Cook. He's on tour all around Ireland and in the UK. FredCookComedian.com. Fred, thank you so much for coming in.
So happy to be back. Thanks,
beautiful
guys.
Songs.
Dave Moore on Today FM.